A new report by a group of top physicists and engineers raises serious doubts about part of the Bush administration's plans for a missile defense system. Such a system would shoot down incoming missiles shortly after launch. The report, more than 450 pages of calculations and analysis published by the American Physical Society, concludes that by the time such a system could be developed, it would be all but useless. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Imagine a missile fired from, say, North Korea toward the United States. North Korea doesn't have a rocket that can go that far yet, but this is the kind of thing scientists worry about. One way to knock the missile down would be to strike early, just after launch when its rocket is firing, during its so-called boost phase. Fred Lamb is a physicist at the University of Illinois and an author on the report.
The attractions of boost phase were seen to be that the target missile is moving relatively slowly, that it makes a bright exhaust plume, which is easy to see and track, and that if you could nail it before it releases its munitions, decoys, and so on, you have a single target instead of multiple targets that you have to sort out.
The difficulty with this has always been that an enemy missile running off liquid propellant would only be in boost phase for something like 4 minutes, not much time to intercept and destroy it. The situation gets much worse in 10 or 15 years' time, Lamb says. Then, according to national intelligence estimates, potential adversaries will have even faster missiles powered by solid propellant.
For the solid propellant missiles, which burn out much more quickly, we found that none of the technologies we looked at would be capable of providing an effective defense for the foreseeable future. And we basically designed computer models of the kind of interceptors that are really at the limits of what would be practical. And still, in almost all cases, these interceptors could not catch solid propellant missiles in time.
The report was written by 12 physicists and engineers. Some were academics, others were from the defense community. One was a former president of the Missile Systems Division at Lockheed Martin. Some physicists had said that boost phase missile defense was the only system that could work. Dan Kleppner is a physicist at MIT and one of the authors. He says the group was surprised its computer models and calculations gave the results they did.
We set out to design a system that would work and see what its limitations were, and it just got harder and harder. And the bottom line when we were all through was that for solid propellant missiles, it just does not seem feasible.
The report does not address the main thrust of the Bush administration's missile defense plan, namely to shoot down incoming missiles later when they're in mid-course, though critics point out that such a system could easily be confused by decoys released from the attacking missile. Some analysts think this new report should be required reading in Congress, which is planning to spend $9 billion on missile defense this year. Philip Coyle was director of operational tests and evaluation at the Department of Defense and is now at the nonprofit Center for Defense Information.
In some cases, the report shows that some of the things the Missile Defense Agency would like to do are virtually impossible. What I think is remarkable about this report is in Washington, you can get the idea that everything is some amount of spin. This is 450 pages of facts.
Coyle says scientists in the Missile Defense Agency never talk about these difficulties publicly. They refuse to again today. The agency issued only a short 3-sentence statement. It said a review of boost phase will be done in December. It concluded, quote, "We continue to believe that boost phase technology has great potential for playing a vital role in a layered missile defense." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.